brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, hour number two, my friends, on this live Monday edition, the 28th day of February 2005. And riding shotgun with us now is Paul Joseph Watson, a great political mind, my webmaster. He runs PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His brother does a great job with Infowars.net. And then, of course, we've got my wife, Violet, and Ryan here in Austin, Tejas, running Infowars.com. And, Paul, we haven't had you on in about a month. There's a whole plethora of news we're going to be covering today. And then, of course, we're going to go to Scott and Wyatt and Cheryl and Mike and many others that are holding early in this hour, wide open phones today. But Paul, long time no talk on the air, my friend.
Well, now it's been over a month, so it's good to be back.
Good to have you on board with us today. There's a lot to talk about. What do you think is important?
A subject that you touch on very often is the indoctrination of torture. And if you thought 24 and Threat Matrix were bad, then just wait until you hear the kind of television programs they've got running in Iraq. So we can go over that. Freedom of the press in light of the Gannon scandal, which has basically received no mainstream media attention. They're trying to softball us with issues to do with, the Bush tapes. Did he smoke marijuana or not? It's a side issue. Nobody's talking about the real scandal, which is the Gannon fake White House press credential situation. More examples of government-sponsored terror, this time in Russia, with the Russian military again attempting to blow up apartment buildings right at the same time that Russia's being attacked for clamping down on people's rights. So it's a very convenient time for them to attempt to do that sort of thing.
And they were caught in 99 doing this.
Yeah, they were caught in 99 and into 2000. And this story, which came out a few days ago, again received no press attention whatsoever in the US. A Russian Interior Ministry soldier being caught by the police planting explosives next to an apartment building in central Russia. And Putin's basically sticking with the same tactics despite being caught on numerous occasions in the past. And for those who don't know...
Well, I tell you, the Russians have got good police, man. They keep catching FSB and Russian secret police planting bombs. Putin's got a problem. His own local police forces keep busting him.
Well, yeah, you'd think they'd change tactics because with the Ryazan situation back in 99, they were proven to be Putin's own FSB.
Now, for those that don't know, it's now come out from all the evidence that the school shooting was a government op.
Well, yeah, now the court cases have got high-ranking Russian military officers which are now being charged with helping the terrorists to carry out the siege. With the apartment bombings, the explosives were tracked back to the FSB. It was first announced as an exercise, but after the detonator and the explosives were analyzed and found to be real, the government changed the story.
I tell you what, let's some stations carry news now. Let's go to break and slowly go over Russia first, because Bush is over there right now, or was over there, and this is all important. And then let's get into the fake reporters and just all the other news you just mentioned, Paul. Just in the next 30 seconds, though, what's some of the other news you want to cover?
The police state assault on America continues. Last week we had the man maced after bringing his dying dog into the police precinct. We're having boys charged with assault for throwing a rubber band at his teacher's desk. Some of the Big Brother news with Choice Point allowing criminals to steal the data of 10,000 people, which... prove that you shouldn't give your data over to these corporations in the first place.
Yeah, we'll be right back, Paul. There is so much coming up, listeners. Believe me, you don't want to miss it.
Alex Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a great political mind, my good buddy, Paul Joseph Watson, joins us from the United Kingdom. He's the webmaster, again, for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have InfoWars.net and InfoWars.com, run by other great webmasters. But we're going to talk about Russia carrying out terror attacks to blame it on its population. We're going to talk about fake reporters in the White House, the latest Iraq news, the vicious torture TV shows, these reality shows, and then just the mass propaganda going on, and of course your calls. But first off, Paul, I've been so busy finishing martial law. And folks, we're just tightening the film up right now. I'm trying to cut it down a little bit. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes right now. I'm trying to cut it down to like 2 hours, 30 minutes. But we're going to be putting it on the website in the next 2 or 3 days at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members there. And we'll start taking pre-orders, and then in about a week or two, we'll start shipping the hard copies out to you. So that's not on the shopping cart yet, but Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, is my official treatise. I mean, it is the tour de force. It is the epic. It's my best work to date. I mean, it's amazing. But, Paul, I was on NPR. They interviewed me for about 30 minutes and, of course, edited it down to about 4 minutes. She said I'd have about 6, but I guess they couldn't. And of course, during the break, I was just talking to you. I haven't heard it. And I said, let me guess. Out of 30-plus minutes of them interviewing me, I bet they had the part where I go, yeah, there's wild theories out there, like holograms flew into the buildings. But, you know, I think that's put out basically as disinfo. And you, oh, yeah, that was in there. So anything I said, and it was obviously heavily edited to make me sound kooky, I guess, was put in there. I haven't heard it yet, and we're going to link to it on prisonplanet.com. But you've heard it, Paul. What was it like?
Well, I mean, compared to some of the other programs that I've heard, it was fairly balanced. But what you have to remember is that before your interview, not only did they have the Popular Mechanics editor on, before him, they had a, I think, what you would term a social historian on, in a similar vein to the guy who was attacking you on C-SPAN.
Explaining how we use, conspiracy theories to explain a complex, bizarre world.
Yeah.
We're afraid, so we do this to give order to the world.
Yeah, how people need conspiracy theories to get by on a day-to-day basis because the world's so unstable. He was on even before the Popular Mechanics guy. As I said to you, I haven't listened to either of the other two, but that's the description on
so
the
So it was
TV
two-thirds,
website.
Yes, but we've already surmised what he said because I have seen that synopsis on the site. And then on top of it, so two-thirds their view, and then interview me for 30 minutes and edit it down to 4 minutes.
Yeah. 6 minutes long, the clip 6 minutes long, but the last 2 minutes is them closing out the show. So, you know, if you take out the interviewer speaking, who was basically acting as the mouthpiece for the Popular Mechanics editor, then, you know, you're probably running at about 2 minutes if you take away, you know, everything that she said.
Oh, you're joking.
Well, no, because, I mean, she was talking just as much as you were in the edit, and it was obviously heavily edited, so we're basically talking about 2 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. Did she mention public officials being warned not to fly to New York?
She didn't. I believe you did briefly in the edit.
Yeah, because she said, stop right there. That's not going in there. You can't prove that. And I said, that's it. I'm sending you MSNBC, San Francisco Chronicle, Times of London, AP. And well, you remember, I sent the email and I called you and I said, to make sure they get it, Paul, you send them a duplicate. Remember that call?
Yeah, and...
Did you send them a duplicate?
Yeah, she mentioned that briefly, but...
she mentioned we did send it to her.
No, she didn't mention that we'd sent it to her, but I think you briefly talked about it, but it was only, you know, 10, 15 seconds, if that.
Unbelievable. So this is the conspiracy theory, public officials admitting they were warned not to fly to New York the night before. Okay. So I guess the San Francisco Chronicle and MSNBC is a conspiracy theory, Paul.
Well, yeah, and it's the old thing, the major plank of her argument, which is basically the Popular Mechanics argument, was that these stories that came out in the days immediately following 9/11 were later retracted and proven to be false, when that's not the case at all. I mean, even a year after the attack, the FBI in Insight magazine still admitted to the fact that they hadn't proven that the 19 hijackers they named, you know, the day after the attack were those.
Well, we've been saying since day one they had specific memos warning them of the plans to fly planes into buildings because we had the mainstream news articles from before it. And everything we've said about them lying has come out. I mean, their story is the one that's been disproven.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're the conspiracy theorists because they're trying to erect an explanation of events based on non-existent evidence.
Yeah, men in a cave made NORAD stand down, made the CIA do insider put options, did drills of flying hijacked jets in the morning. They just control the... Boy, they're powerful from that cave, Paul.
Well, I mean, the thing you have to remember is that anyone who has independently looked into 9/11, anyone who has typed it into Google, you know, the first 20 hits they'll get are, you know, our kind of information, the truth, which links to mainstream information. So they're preaching to the choir. I don't think it will have the kind of impact that a lot of people fear it will have, because the people who are reading that completely, you know, without any input from the opposing side already believe in it anyway, so they're preaching to the choir.
Now, that's what I said in closing, and I begged her to put that in the piece. Did it have me where I go, look, 90% of Americans believe the government killed Kennedy, so 10% of you keep calling us kooks. And in a CNN poll, 90% believe the government's covering up 9/11. So you're losing. Did they put that in there?
No.
Well, exactly. I mean, they really are preaching to the choir. And you can see the desperate tone of all these articles and pieces. They're taking over. Everyone's listening to them. What are we going to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a benchmark of our success that all these mainstream organizations have to focus on these hit pieces. And it's not just like a random article that comes out. It's an organized hit piece. I mean, the Popular Mechanics article was, what, 3-4 months in the making before it was actually put out there. So it's a concentrated
effort.
And I called you and said,
man, a big hit piece is coming out. Every time I sent them evidence, they then didn't want to talk about that. They'd move to the next thing.
Well, yeah, blatant sloppy research on their part. They were contacting people, attributing sources to people who, you know, said in their own articles, I'm not the source of this, I didn't go and talk to these people, but here's the source. Go and verify it with them. But, you know, via sloppy research, they didn't do that. And their tone from the very start was that this was going to be a hit piece, and it was long in the making, and that's exactly what it was.
But on the phone with them, they said, oh, Mr. Jones, it's not a hit piece. I called and talked to the assistant editor. He goes, oh, no, sir, this is just, we're just wanting to look at these theories and where they came from. We promise this is not a hit piece.
Well, no, and I mentioned the social historian. Of course, the first thing that they threw in there, at least on the synopsis, was the UFO thing. So they couch it in that from the very start, even before the Popular Mechanics guy goes on. And most people have made their minds up, but again, preaching to the choir. I mean, the people with truly independent minds will take the very short snippets that you said and go and look into it themselves. They're the people that matter, so that's how we benefit in these kind of situations.
Well, they've spent about 2 or 3 years ignoring us. I mean, they weren't ignoring myself. I mean, I was attacked at the Washington Post, what, 2 weeks after 9/11? It said, Mr. Jones believes the government did it. You know, and I laid out in the article, public officials were warned not to fly. You know, NORAD stood down. And boy, I'm sure vindicated. But now they're intensifying the campaign because they're losing.
Well, it's clear that they're making a bigger effort. I remember an ABC News article in early 2002, which passed the whole thing off as, you know, some people actually believe that aliens carried out the World Trade Center attack. So by that benchmark, they weren't even trying. Now they're actually starting to look at the issues, but by a misrepresentation, not focusing on what we're actually saying. They're having to work harder, but it's still not having as big an effect as they would expect it to. But they're definitely making a more concerted effort than they did in the 6 months after the attack.
Well, here's one example for people. $1.5 million of $3.5 million worth of ads saying that the government blew up Building 7, showing video of it, has played in New York City on TV. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of radio ads. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in New York and full-page ads in the newspaper. And they will not respond. They will not call our offices back. Millions of dollars of ads are running saying, here you are saying it, you blew it up, now respond. Now, can you imagine that, Paul? If somebody was running millions of dollars worth of ads saying we'd done something, wouldn't you respond if you were innocent, Paul?
Well, exactly. And there was the challenge to prove, you know, how World Trade Center 7 collapsed, as it did, as we were told. And from what I've read, nobody's taken up that challenge.
Yeah, how much was it, $100,000 challenge?
Yeah, nobody's taken it up because they can't disprove it.
I mean, folks, we're not playing around. There are people running 1.5 million ads in New York going, here, you said this, now respond. You know how many TV ads that bought, folks? It was on all the news stations everywhere. Imagine. Imagine.
And now the same guy, Jimmy Walters, is in London at the moment, setting up the similar kind of ads and campaigns in Britain. So we'll see what kind of reaction Britain has to it. But I won't be surprised if it's, you know, exactly the same, where it's the media clampdown.
But again, they don't respond, folks. I mean, if I hadn't done something and you ran 1.5 million in ads in my towns, what would I do? What would I do if I was innocent? You see? You starting to get this? But they are responding through their surrogates like NPR and popular propaganda. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to talk about Russian state-sponsored terrorism during this short segment. The long segment coming up, we'll talk to Scott, Wyatt, Cheryl, Mike, Jason, and others. We'll go to your calls quickly. So have your questions and comments ready, because I got a bunch of other news we need to cover. Paul, in a synopsis for folks, Putin's been caught carrying out bombings before. Now they've been caught trying to do it again. It's come out in Russian and major European papers. They're now charging top members of the Russian military because now the compartmentalization has broken down. It turns out, as usual, the school shooting, government op. Go over the latest developments for us.
Right, this is an article in Moss News, which is a website out of Russia. a member of the Russian Interior Ministry, a soldier, was caught by the police planting explosives next to an apartment building block in central Russia. And it mirrors exactly what happened in 99, where they were caught planting the explosives. They were allowed to escape. The first call they made was to an internal FSB office. The bombing was first announced as an exercise, but after the detonator and the explosives were analysed and found to be real, the story was changed. And they'd been caught in the act again. So
now, this was Moscow police that had already blown up three apartment buildings. Moscow police caught them doing it to a fourth.
Yeah, in Ryazan. And after that event, after they were caught doing it...
And to be specific, that's a suburb of Moscow. Go ahead.
Yeah, and after they got caught doing it, the apartment bombings strangely ended, at least until now, or the attempts on them. So, I mean, this comes in the face of all these questions about Russia's clampdown on human rights, press freedoms. Wouldn't it have been an ideal moment to stage a convenient terrorist attack and allow Putin to grandstand with the justification that his clampdown was necessary to fight the terrorists? So the timing is obvious. And, I mean, this is why we'll take a story like this and stick it right up there as a top headline, because the New York Times and Washington Post won't dare even print it on page 27. So it's the most convenient time to carry out this sort of attack within Russia.
Now, in the school shootings, I mean, I've seen a bunch of European major papers, Russian papers. For folks that don't understand this, what you have is you have special forces go in. They're in the school, they evacuate, then the Russian troops outside start blowing the school up, bombing, randomly machine-gunning people. They grab one person who was already a criminal in their custody and trot him around as the sole surviving killer. And that's how they do it now. Now, we clearly laid that out earlier. Now this has all come out in mainstream news, Paul.
Yeah, and then it came out that he was tortured to confess into being involved in the siege on the school. Immediately after, they passed what they had planned before, which was the abolition of voting rights for regional government, for regional governors. So that federalized the Russian government even more and created a police state in Russia so people couldn't vote for their representatives. Which
regional governors will keep the local systems in line.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the same as taking away state rights in America to federalize the U.S., and he had planned that before. At the same time, he was preventing protesters from protesting outside official Russian government residences.
But Russia then just points at us and goes, you don't allow protests except in free speech zones. You take over some of the press. You're torturing people. In fact, a Russian reporter said that to Bush when he was in Russia, and Bush said, oh, well, in America, we have checks and balances, and the American people are able to, you know, basically officiate over all this, and we have a living, breathing constitution, Paul.
Yeah, and then you've got people like James Woolsey calling Russia fascist, which is like Stalin criticizing Hitler for his stance on human rights. And, you know, yes, it's true that in Russia there's no freedom of the press. Every other week we hear stories about how journalists are intimidated into silence or gunned down on the street if they write articles critical of the government. And Putin himself came back and said, you know, the U.S. is hardly the shining example of freedom of speech. But you see, he cited the wrong example, the Dan Rather CBS Bush National Guard story, which was a deliberate side issue, a distraction.
Has Karl Rove written all over it, just like these new tapes? Oh, I smoke marijuana and I don't want to be mean to the gay people. All this comes out to cover up for the fake reporter story. And then on the fake reporter story, they focus in on, should he get in trouble for falsifying his name? They did that. He was an agent. We'll talk about controlled press after we take some calls on the other side. Paul, what else is coming up?
The Big Brother police state news. Kids being charged with throwing rubber bands at teachers' desks. Men being maced for taking their dying dogs to precincts. It's all part of the freedom.
It's all part of the new freedom, Paul. New. It's a new type of freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, your calls are coming up here in about 90 seconds. Paul Watson, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, it's 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a month. We got Alex Jones' weekly reports going up there. Got my book, Order Out of Chaos, PDF format, Alex's book. Special reports, the best audio interviews from Alex's show. I'm going to be starting my own radio show once a week shortly. We'll have all those archives on there for members. And of course, Martial Law, the new blockbuster documentary, will be available for members before it's released in hard copy this week.
That's right. By Thursday, the 2.5-hour film will be on the site. And of course, we'll start pre-orders in for hard copies, but it'll be a week or two till those ship out, so you'll have a jump on everybody else for the members. And dozens of other films have been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, and my weekly TV reports. I mean, it's all there. It's such a great deal, folks. And if you want any hard copies of any of the films I've made, or my book, or Paul Watson's book, or any of the other great videos, and books on tape, and T-shirts, and bumper stickers we carry, go to Infowars.com. And peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. And you can go there and watch free clips of the films, read free chapters of the books, and decide what you want to order at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll-free. And the operators can answer your questions as well about the different titles, different specials. We're running some of the films as low as $5.95 a piece. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Take action, order today. Let's take some calls, then get into fake reporters. Folks, you think you know all about it, believe me, they're covering it up. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Right now, let's go to Scott in Texas. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Paul. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things, get your guys' take on it. And also, I don't know if you have time, but I have that NPR interview queued up.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to play it on air. I mean, I might play a minute or two of myself talking later next in a few days or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what did you think of it? I mean, Paul's only listened to part of it. Have you listened to all of it?
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've listened to about three-quarters of it.
What did you think of it?
Well, obviously, to me, the way it came across is they have to address, you know, the conspiracy side of it. So, but they don't. They definitely don't want to delve into the real issues, only because they just want to, you know, hit it briefly, say this is what these nuts are saying, and you know, of course, they give the other guy. You know, they give him all the time in the world to develop his concepts and ideas on it, and which is basically.
Did they let the editor of Popular Propaganda get into specifics? Because they kept telling me no specifics.
Yeah, they did to a certain degree, much more than they let you, and you know, just enough to put out his theories, and then you know, then that was basically it. But, I got the impression that it was, okay, look, you know, there's such a groundswell of interest in the, people going against the official 9/11 story that let's just throw this in real quick, debunk it, and then move on. And, you know, they didn't want to keep it in people's attention too much. Because,
you know, I think all they're doing is throwing fuel on the fire. It's just going to make people get more interested and find out the truth for themselves.
True. The thinking people, yeah. And because there's a lot of people that, you know, I've discussed it with that they absolutely don't have answers for. But then you go into the bigger, thing of are they willing to admit that, you know, the certain factions of the government could actually do this, you know. And so I think that's the bigger leap for people is to realize, you know, not necessarily.
And you know why? Because the average person is a good person, isn't, you know, just out of control, evil, isn't scheming, doesn't understand world history, politics, how elites operate, and so they judge the world through their eyes according to their mindset. And folks, that's not how this works.
Right. Yeah, and it's quite a leap, you know, and then plus you've got to get past the fear that's been pre-programmed through.
Well, people need to email them and say, hey, I hope you address this. In a next week's show, because they do that sometimes, they'll read emails from the week before and just say, you know, you guys gave over two-thirds of the time to the other side's view and then cut up without what Alex Jones had to say, and, you know, you're not fooling any of us.
Right. Yeah, that would be good. I was just happy to, because they do list your website on, you know, I got it. I just did a Google search, actually, for the clip. I just put in Alex Jones, NPR, Popular Mechanics, and then it came up. So it was pretty easy to find, actually.
And so they did mention the websites a couple times during the piece?
Well, I don't know about during the piece, but they do on this site.
Paul, did they mention the websites during the piece?
They mentioned Infowars.com once and PrisonPlanet.com once, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, another thing, Alex, is something that I recently came across that you guys may be aware of, is this Operation Gladio that supposedly, there's a little blurb about it, I read an article on it, a decades-long covert campaign of terrorism and deceit directed by the intelligence services of the West against their own populations. Hundreds of innocent people were killed or maimed in terrorist attacks on train stations, supermarkets, cafes, and offices, which were then blamed on, quote, leftist subversives or other political opponents. Anyway, it goes on to say that this was first revealed by Italian Prime Minister Giulio Andreotti.
Yeah, who was the head of intelligence at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been in the London Guardian, and it's now admitted. Yeah, they would carry out terror bombings in Europe and then blame it on their political enemies. And this is admitted. I mean, look, I was listening to NPR sitting in the parking lot of a Home Depot one night for like 20 minutes. I couldn't believe it was so riveting. This show, and I forget the name of it, I wrote a note. I meant to get them on and commend them. They did tell the truth that time. And they had these old tapes of Kermit Roosevelt, grandson of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They had him on going, oh yeah, 1953, we went in and carried out terror bombings and machine gun people in Iran, and then we blamed it on their elected president and were able to overthrow him. I mean, here they are on the radio just admitting carrying out terror attacks.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, and they go on to mention this, where they get some of this stuff from FM Manual 3031B, which I did a little research and came up with the actual manual, but evidently this was 31B was a supplement to Field Manual 3031, which is, you know, just basic general intelligence, counterinsurgency, army intelligence stuff. Well, anyway, it goes into it, and it specifically mentions how they operate, and it says not for, you know, this is supposed to remain secret, but in one part of it, it's like under the Agents on Special Operations, it says there may be times when host country governments show passivity or indecision in face of, quote, communist or communist-inspired subversion, you know, today it would be terrorism, and react with inadequate vigor to intelligence estimates transmitted by U.S. agencies. Such situations are particularly likely to arise when insurgency seeks to achieve tactical advantage by temporarily refraining from violence, thus lulling host country authorities, you know, into a state of false security. Anyway, it says, in such cases, U.S. Army intelligence must have the means of launching special operations, which will convince host country government and public opinion of the reality of the insurgent danger and the necessity.
Yeah, let me stop you. I'm not familiar with that particular manual. I am familiar with Gladio, and that's admitted. Do me a favor. Send me a copy of that. Send it to Paul at his email address at Prison Planet. We'll get an article up and post. In fact, that's something we've posted before, but we should build a site on that and post some of the other examples of government sponsored terrorism. Thanks for the call. Look, we have Operation Northwoods, which is just more of the same. They say, we'll bomb, this is the U.S. government, we'll bomb D.C., we'll commit sniper attacks in D.C. and Miami, we'll attack the Marine Corps base at Guantanamo using Cubans dressed up, Cuban Americans dressed up like Cubans, we'll kill Marines, we'll blame it on foreign enemies, we'll hijack jets by remote control and crash them, we'll blame it on enemies. I mean, this is what they do. It's horrible to see this happening. And see, these manuals, they told these Cold War warriors, a lot of them patriots who believe they were doing well, men, we're going to kill some innocent people, just like in Graham Greene's The Quiet American. We're going to kill some innocent people, but it's going to be, you know, to fight the evil communists because they're even worse. And if we don't do this, they're going to win. Okay, I'll do it then. And then we extrapolate out to 2001, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the thing with Operation Gladio is that at the time in the 70s, most people thought that it was being solely directed by the Italian and Spanish governments. But then later on in the 80s, people put FOIA requests through Freedom of Information Act, and it came back that it was a project handed down by the CIA, and it was linked to the P2 organization, which also had close ties to the CIA. So it was the CIA were the umbrella organization that directed that policy to then demonize the left wing to bolster a right wing government, which is what they wanted in Europe at that time. So again, it goes back to the same people who brought you things like Operation Northwoods. But I mean, all this has come out on the National Security Archive website. I mean, just type in Operation Gladio CIA and all those hits will come back and prove that it was a directed operation based on their handbook.
We got to go quicker here. These calls have been holding forever. Wyatt, Maryland. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, Alex. I've been trying to call you for a long time, but I haven't been able to. Finally, I can. I've been waiting for about an hour, so give me a couple of minutes. First, on the PBS documentary on Frontline that with John O'Neill, The Man Who Knew Too Much is what it was called. Excellent video, which you can read between the lines, and you'll know what happened. secondly, during the 9/11 commission hearings, they had interviewed, the only time I had really listened to them, they had on radio driving, they had interviewed the head of the Port Authority police about 9/11. He said, and I can't remember his name, but he stated that when Silverstein took over the building, the Port Authority police were moved out from security. He established his own security agency within the World Trade Center towers, and they had occupied floors 20 and 40.
Well, let me stop you. That's admitted, and guess who the private security company was owned by, according to her own memoir, Reflections, Barbara Bush. It was Marvin Bush.
That's wonderful. Pretty good connection there. Okay, I got something that I've never heard anyone discuss. I know you don't like to talk about things, but you can. I think I saw it on your video, 911, but I can't remember, but I did see it on the original footage from 9/11 off TV. When the Baudet brothers are doing the film, of course that was on film and that was shown later, when the Baudet brothers are on the street in New York doing the fire department story, they caught the first plane, which was amazingly how they did that.
Yes.
Yes, they directed the camera right to it on a 45-degree angle. They caught it. They zoomed in on the hit after the plane went in. They zoomed in on the hit and showed the explosion, showed the flames going and the smoke billowing out.
Yes, we know.
Okay, all right, wait. Then when they pulled back, they pulled the camera angle back to what them being on the street, and you could still see the building in the background. If you look very closely, and they have edited this out many times, there is a fighter jet that comes from your left-hand screen up top, goes behind the smoke, and shoots out on the right-hand side of the building.
No, I know.
You've seen it?
That's on the tape, yeah.
I've never heard anyone talk about this. What this does backs up the story that the CIA had to use a cover because if they were running a drill that day, they needed a jet in the sky. That was probably the cover jet.
Well, it's admitted they were running drills.
Right. So what I'm saying is this blows to say that there were no fighters in the sky at all, anywhere. Well, this just puts it right in that's a lie. I mean, we know it's all a lie, but that's one thing that it points out there.
Look, when the second plane hits, you can look and see a little bitty white jet flying just a couple thousand feet away.
Well, yeah, it could be that reaction from the first. It could be anything in the sky at that point. But secondly, on your believe it was Matrix of Evil tape. Now, anybody who has your tape can see this.
Yes,
when Cynthia McKinney is speaking, she talks about John Kennedy, and there's a little bit of film clip of John Kennedy's car coming down in Dealey Plaza that's put into the film. If you look at it really closely and still frame it, you will see, and this is the truth, you will see the driver turn around, and it looks as though he takes his left arm, puts it over his right shoulder, looking at Kennedy, pull the trigger, and his head explodes.
Okay.
And it's very clear. Thank you.
Good hearing from you, man. Good points. Thanks a lot. Let's take another call. Listen, the callers are all great. I mean, I keep you all on for 10 minutes, but I just got to get to the next person. Cheryl in Ohio. Cheryl, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm not going to keep you long, but I do want to ask you what you know about Check 21. It's a new federal regulation that will affect all financial institutions as of October 28, 2004.
Well, there's all sorts of new regulations under the Patriot Act, but that specific term, can you elaborate?
Well, with the check clearing for the 21st Century Act, Check 21.
You're talking about them sending you little duplicate copies, not the original checks?
Well, they haven't done that for a long time. But what is happening is the federal government created Check 21 under the Patriot Act 2 since September 11, 2001. What is happening is, as a method of speeding up the nation's payment system, the legislation requires all parties, banks, government agencies, retail and business customers.
Yeah, the money is instantly taken out of your checking account.
Right. And then what happens is, though, all of us who know that we have money in our checking account, if it's really not there, they will say, if it's there, even though it's there, they'll say it's not there, and they will be sending you a notice in the mail saying that you have an overdraft or non-sufficient funds in your bank. When it is there, this is how they will charge you $30. So,
well, to explain this, you put your money in the bank for the deposit. It doesn't go in for 3 days. But for payments, everything's instant.
Right. But if you have a direct deposit, then it is treated as cash. So to be on the safe side, and I just got this information.
Yeah, it encourages everybody to go to direct deposit. I didn't know about that.
Which we do have that. But then to be on the safe side, checks that are written can only be written on available funds. So if you deposit a check, cash a check, cash a child's check, hold it against a savings account.
All righty. Well, thank you for the call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Paul Watson. Let him comment on what the callers have been talking about for the last 15 minutes. And then we'll look at any with more of your calls and a bunch of other news talking about fake reporters. They're everywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how they elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is important. Armstrong Williams, you've heard about the different cases. Bush's $76 million last year for fake TV news pieces aired all over the country that people thought was real news. And the media all did a real good job of keeping their mouths shut about that. Folks, it's thousands of reporters and thousands of buys every year of what I call propaganda placement. And now we've got this reporter Why, with a fake name in there working for a neocon outfit funded by the federal government. But the media doesn't focus in. It focuses in on who are real journalists, or what does this mean, or should he get in trouble for giving a false name? He was told to. Fake reporters for the White House have to have fake names, fake people to ask fake questions. Paul comments.
Fake names, especially when they're actually male porn stars, and they seem to rather enjoy enlisting the services of male porn stars in several different instances.
Okay, this keeps getting brought up, and obviously you've researched it, so give us details.
Well, I mean, Bohemian Grove. I mean, we had the article 6 months ago where they brought the male porn stars into Bohemian Grove to, quote, service them, according to the New York Post. Apparently there's a new link, which Sherman Skolnick is reporting, whereby Jeff Gannon or Jim Gucker, whichever one you want, has links to the Finders murders. Now, I haven't researched that in any kind of depth, so I've got no knowledge on it, but he's reporting that this Jeff Gannon character was one of those individuals who was involved in that case. So it seems that they've used him in the past for other purposes, and now...
But regardless, they admit he's a fake reporter, and the news is perseverating on the, repeating over and over again, just about, well, should he get in trouble for giving a fake name? He was working for the White House.
Well, yeah, and the mainstream media took the enlightened decision that, you would care more about the Oscars and the Michael Jackson trial. But don't worry, because, they've unearthed the Bush tapes, which give us the shocking revelation that Bush once smoked pot. So we really can trust them to be the ever-watchful guardians of government. So it's the same process as we saw during the Clinton years. There's an 18-wheeler steaming towards us from behind, but they're insisting on telling us to watch the front where, a bicycle is about to run over our toes. So we had years of Monica Lewinsky, while at the same time people who had the damning knowledge about Clinton sell out of the country, like Ron Brown, being murdered. And so with Bush, the equivalent of the bicycle is the CBS National Guard story and the pot smoking tapes.
Meanwhile, they have a formula. I mean, it's an admitted formula. Anytime there's some real dirt coming out on them, they'll throw out just some garbage.
It's bait and switch. And the 18-wheeler is, all these journalists being paid to spin propaganda. It worked under Clinton, and it works the same under Bush, because you have this salivating neocon establishment media ready and waiting to dismantle the phony attacks that are thrown its way. So then...
Have fake fights between them with an even more radical neocon talk radio that acts like it's fighting with the neocon TV to give the illusion of some type of choice.
So then Middle America sees that, the desperate liberals are hyping nothing stories, and so the government really must be clean after all. Meanwhile, the real depth of corruption is concealed by both the neocon and liberal media working in concert, working together to protect the establishment.
Well, I mean, listen to NPR nowadays. It's like the Bush Channel.
Yeah,
oh, it's so liberal. Sorry, go ahead.
The rule is protect the establishment, whether it's neocon or liberal. They'll never uncover what's really going on, which is what we've seen with this Gannon. A deafening silence on the real issue that the White House is paying these people to spin propaganda for them out in the open.
Out in the open. We'll be back with the third hour, your calls, and a ton of news.